Morning. We're in In Yaakov Uvar on page Kof Lamed Chet. We're going to read this last section of Gemara one more time and talk about it from a different angle. My Od Hayom Benov Lamod. What is the meaning of the pasuk Od Hayom Benov Lamod? Yet this day to stand in Nov. Amar Huna Oto Hayom Nishtayer Me'avonah Shel Nov. That day was left from the sin of Nov. Amrilei Koldai, the astrologer, said to Sancheirav, "I azlat ha'idna yachlalei. If you go today, you will succeed. V'ilo lo yachlalei. If not, you will not succeed." Now, we discussed previously the sin of Nov and a couple different interpretations of what it meant that he had to go that day. Orcha debal segui ba'asra yome sagi b'chad yome. Trip that should have taken 10 days, he managed to complete in one day. Kimetol Yerushalayim, when he came to Yerushalayim, Shtole Bistarke, they built him a tower, Ad Slek V'Yitiv Me'ilavei Shura, until he was higher than the wall, Ad Chazia L'Kula Yerushalayim, until he could see all of Yerushalayim, Ki Chazia, Itzutar Be'enei, when he saw it, it was small in his eyes, Amar Halodahi Karta Yerushalayim, Dala Argashet Kol Mashriyati, Vala Karshi Kol Medinati. He said, this is the city of Yerushalayim, for which I have mobilized my entire army and captured many nations on my way here. Hello, he's the heir of a chalashim kol karchi amamaya the kavshi bitkof yadi. It is smaller and weaker than all the cities of the nations that I've captured with the strength of my hand. Allah kam umaned bereshe. He shook his head at it. Movil mighty b'day al tur beit makdasha d'vitzion v'lazarte v'shlaim. He waved his hand back and forth at the mountain of the Beis Hamikdash in Sion and on the Azaros courtyards of Yerushalayim. This is alluded to in the continuation of the same pasuk. It says, Od hayom benov lamod, you know, feif yado har bat Zion. Yet today he will stand in Nov, he will wave his hand towards the mountain of the daughter of Zion. Amrilei, so his people said to him, Nishte be yada ha'idna, let's fight it now. Amar lahu tamhitu, he said, you're tired from the road. L'machar aitli kolchad b'chad b'naichu gulme harag mina. Tomorrow each of you will bring me a brick from its wall. So they rested that night. Miyad vayhi b'layla hahu. Pasuk says that it was on that very night. Vayetze malach Hashem vayach machane Ashur. The malach of Hashem went out and struck the camp of Ashur. And they woke up in the morning, either meaning Sancheirav woke up in the morning, or meaning the people of Yerushalayim woke up in the morning, and the entire army of Sancheirav, 185,000 men, was dead. Amar Papa, Hainu Damri Enashe, this is what people say, Bat Dina Betal Dina. If Din sleeps, Din is nullified. After this, the Gemara will seemingly change subjects. We will come back after some time to Sancheirav, talk about Sancheirav more. But we are done for now for Sancheirav. This is also the last shiur that we're going to have before Hanukkah. And so it's an appropriate time to ask a question that Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev asks. Why don't we have a holiday like Hanukkah or Purim to celebrate the defeat of Sancheirav? That is the question we will discussed today. Medrash Yalkut Shimoni on Megillas Esther, Remez Tuf Tuf Reshnun Chet, says on the Pasuk, Balaila Hahu Nadidashnat Hamelech. On that night, the sleep of the king, Achashverosh, wandered. Achashverosh couldn't sleep. And we know the story. He had his diary, his chronicles read to him, and he found that Mordechai had never been rewarded for saving his life. And that was the beginning of the downfall of Haman, when Haman was forced to lead Mordechai through the streets. So the Midrash says, Arba'a pa'mim k'tiv balayla hahu. There are four places in Tanakh where it says, on that night, balayla hahu. Ve'arba'atam hayu below Pesach. All four of them were the night of Pesach. Shtayim biyad b'nei shel Rachel, shtayim biyad b'nei shel Leah. Two of them were instigated by the descendants of Rachel, and two of them were instigated by descendants of Leah. Hainu dechtiv ulavan shtei banot. Therefore it says, Lavan, this is the meaning of the pasuk, Lavan had two daughters, sheyush kulot zokaza, they were equal. What were these four incidents? Makat bechorot umapalat sancher of biad banei shaleah, makas bechoros, which involved Moshe Rabbeinu from the tribe of Levi, and the downfall of Sancheriv, which involved Chizkiah from the tribe of Yehuda, Biad Banei HaShaleah. So those were at the hands of the sons of Leah. Umapalat Gidon, the downfall, it means in the time of Gidon. Gidon was one of the Shoftim who fought the enemies of the Jewish people. V'Haman, Biad Banei HaRachel. So Gidon was from Shevet Yosef, and Mordechai and Esther were from Shevet Binyamin, so they were in the hands of Rachel. And those four things happened on Pesach night. V'Sancheriv k'tiv, v'yetzei malach Hashem v'yach machane Ashur. Regarding Sancheriv, it says that the malach of Hashem went out and struck the camp of Ashur. Heitzitz Rav Shakei ala choma v'shamashi umrim korim et ha'alel. Before this happened, the night before, Rav Shakei peeked over the wall of Yerushalayim and heard people singing Hallel. It was Pesach night. They were saying Hallel. V'amar l'Sancheriv, he told Sancheriv, Chazor l'achorecha, ki nisim ya'aseh lahem b'zoh ha'layla. Turn around. Go back. Go home. Rav Shakei was the Jew who went over to Sancheriv's side. So he told Sancheriv, go home. Miracles are going to happen tonight. And Sancheriv was dismissive towards Rav Shakei's warning. As it says, he waved his hand towards the mountain of Tzion. When our Gemara says that he saw Yerushalayim was small and weak, and he waved his hand dismissively towards it, the Medrash is adding to that, that he not only was reacting to how small and weak Yerushalayim looked, but he was being dismissive towards the warning that his own officer was giving him that on this night, Pesach night, Hashem does miracles for the Jewish people. Until there from the Medrash. Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev in Kedushas Levi Drushim L'Chanukah asks the question, why is there a commemoration of the miracle of Chanukah and not of the miracles that happened to Gidon and Chizkiah? The victories that they had. Chizkiah, of course, referring to the downfall of Sancheriv. If Charlemagne, so it's possible to say, the downfall of Sancheriv and Sisera was on Pesach, as mentioned in Haggadah and Midrashim. Therefore, no holiday is necessary, because Pesach is the holiday. We already have a holiday for the downfall of Sancheriv. It's called Pesach. And we mentioned it in the Pesach Haggadah. So he asks, but if that's the case, that we don't make additional holidays for things that happened on Pesach, then why do we have Purim? Elam dim kein lama su zecher l'neis mapalat Haman d'haynu Purim elogam Haman nitla b'Pesach. When was Haman hanged? Not on Purim, on Pesach. We just said the night that Achashverosh couldn't sleep was Pesach, and it was the next day that Haman was hanged. So it was Pesach. So why do we have a holiday of Purim? So he answers, "V'zem of arba mar rabotenu b'gmarah megillah." This explains. He's not going to answer the question directly. Why do we have a holiday for him? But he says that this question explains the Gemara. Gemara in Megillah says, "That's exactly what he's going to say. That's why there were arguments about it." Gemara says, "Shachalem Esther l'chachamim kivuni l'dorot." Esther sent a message to Chachamim. Write me down for all generations. Make a holiday. Why did she have to tell them that? Certainly, the Chachamim would have made a holiday, a commemoration of the miracle, without her asking them. But the Chachamim first were thinking, well, since it happened on Pesach, why do we need another holiday? We're already saying Hallel then, so we'll also, just like the Pesach Seder, we list a lot of things that happened on Pesach night, including the downfall of Sancheriv. So we'll mention downfall of Haman too. Glal came biksha Esther kivuni dorot zecher lachodesh shenafal hagralav. Therefore, Esther had to say, "No, make a holiday in the month when the lots fell. Vachodesh shenapachlam yegor m'sicha, in the month that turned from sadness to joy." Kevan shikar neistain tliat Haman haya b'chaga Pesach. Glal kein hutzrachal vakesh mechachamim kivuni dorot. Because the main miracle, which was the downfall and the hanging of Haman, happened on Pesach. That's why she had to ask them, as you said, that's why there was a discussion about having a separate holiday for it. So that's the first answer that the Kedusha Slavi or Levi Yitzchak Berdichev gives to his question, why is there no holiday for the downfall of Sancheirev? Is because there is one. It's called Pesach. Elsewhere, Dusha Slavi gives a different answer to that question. This is in Dusha Rishona Lechanaka, is what the section is called. And he says, V'inei halo yadua, shekol nisim chol ha'arot shenitgaleh b'yamim kadmonim mitgaleh b'chol shana v'shana. All of the miracles and all of the spiritual lights that were revealed when something significant occurred are revealed again every year. This comes from the Arizal, according to the footnotes in the Kedusha Slavi here, the idea that every Hanukkah, for example, there's a reawakening of some spiritual lights that are connected with the original miracle that happened. Kigon b'Chanukah hanes shel Chanukah v'chasadim she'aya l'matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, kasher anu madlikim hanirot shel Chanukah. When we light the Chanukah candles, these spiritual lights that came down that first year come down again. And on Purim, there's a reawakening of these, or coming back of these spiritual lights, spiritual force that happened at the time Mordechai Esther. On Shavuos, the giving of the Torah is reawakened. On Pesach, the feeling of freedom is reawakened, and so on. Based on this, he discusses a halachic question that's a machlokas between poskim, the Taz, and the Levush. We say bracha when we light Chanukah candles. She'asani sim lavoteinu bayamim ahem bazman hazeh. That's our nusach, but there's a machlokas about the nusach. The Taz says that the Levush says that the nusach should be bayamim ahem uvizman hazeh. In those days, so Hashem did miracles for our ancestors, in those days, and in our time. The Taz explains that the purpose of that nusach would be to include the miracles that Hashem did for our ancestors, and to acknowledge that Hashem does miracles for us all the time. Shasani sim avoteinu, that He did miracles for our ancestors, by Amim Ahim in those days. Uvizman hazeh, and in our times, He does miracles. But the Taz himself disagrees with this strongly, because he says that if that's the case, the words Bayamim Ahem are unnecessary. Hashem did miracles for our ancestors. When did Hashem do miracles for our ancestors? Well, our ancestors are not alive now, so obviously He did miracles for our ancestors in those days. So why would it be necessary to say Bayamim Ahem? Those words are unnecessary. And therefore, the Taz says that the correct version is, as we say, Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh. It means that Hashem did miracles, lavoteinu, bayamim ahem, in those days, on the 25th of Kislev or on the 14th of Adar. That's what those words mean. So if that's the case, says the Kedusha Slavi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, what do the words bazman hazeh mean in this time? He says we need to understand why did Chazal not make a holiday for the downfall of Sancheirev or other enemies of the Jewish people? And the answer is, he says, Hanes shra'u avoteinu u'nevi'im akadmonim, a miracle that our ancestors and the early Nevi'im saw of Anshei Knesset Gedola, or in the case of Hanukkah, there were no Nevi'im, but the Anshei Knesset Gedola, shasa gamkein pu'ulab ma'aseinu atovim, that it had an effect on us. She'elu achasadim nitgaleh b'chol shana v'shana b'chol dor v'dor, that these... This chesed of Hashem reappears every year. Umirim elu anisim ufigodol maaseh asher asu kadmonim shitgale tamid. And these miracles give off light every year at this time. Those were made into holidays like Hanukkah and Purim and the Shalosh Megalim. But the defeat of Sisera or Sancheirev, those were great miracles, but our ancestors saw that they did not have any lasting spiritual impact. There was no recurring chesed that you could feel every year on that date that made you say, oh, this is the same chesed. Obviously, these are Kabbalistic concepts that you could feel that this is the same chesed that Hashem was doing. But we'll just take his word for it. Correct. That's why I said what I just said. On Pesach night, hopefully we do feel something special, but Chazal understood that what they were feeling was not the chesed that defeated Sancheirev. It was the chesed that took us out of Mitzrayim. That's why I said it's not something you and I can feel. It's Chazal could tell which chesed they were feeling. He says that this explains the Gemara in Shabbos regarding Hanukkah. It doesn't say that they made the Hanukkah holiday right away after the miracles happened. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos, L'shana ha'acheret, another year, kiva asa'um yamim tovim ukva'im v'halal v'hada'ah. They made it into a Yom Tov and they established Halal and Thanksgiving. In other words, when the following Kislev came around, they said, we feel something. We feel that chesed. We feel that spiritual light from last year. We feel it again. It's a sign we should make it into a holiday. That could also be the meaning. This is my own chiddush, but that could also be the meaning of what we say in Ma'asur. B'nei bina yemei shmona kavu shirur anim. People of understanding established the holiday. What was the understanding? One possible interpretation is the understanding that they're feeling this again. So they made the holiday. And so he says that that's what the words Bizman Hazeh in the Bracha mean. Shasani Sim Avotenu, Bayamim Ahem. Hashem did a miracle for our ancestors. It was Bayamim Ahem. It was in those days, but it's Bizman Hazeh. But it's, we can feel it in this time. That is his explanation of the Nusach of the Bracha, what the words Bizman Hazeh mean. The Sfas Emes, second Gera Rebbe, quotes this Kedushas Levi. This is in Sfas Emes, Tafre Shlamed Aleph, for the first night. And he says that this light appears every year, but not everybody can feel it. In case we were wondering why we didn't feel it, he says not everybody can feel it. Tzarich Adam Liyot Nifrash Mi'ateva. In order to feel it, a person has to be removed from a natural life. To the extent that a person is not mired in teva and gashmius, he can feel it. Svas Emes continues, through performing the light, the mitzvah of the lights of Hanukkah, a person can be attached to what is above the teva. The essence of all of the mitzvos is to attach a person to what is above nature. Even though lighting the Hanukkah menorah is a physical act, but through the mitzvah, a person can be attached to what is above nature. That through the light of the mitzvos, a person can be attached to this spiritual light that Kedushas Levi says comes back every Hanukkah. And Hashem will try it out next week. Rav Levi Yitzhak then asks a question we mentioned yesterday: why do we not read Megillas Chashmonaim or Sefer Chashmonaim on Hanukkah the way we read Megillas Esther on Purim? He says, in essence, this is a very deep concept: the mitzvos and the good deeds and the Torah that is spoken are the life force of the world. When we do mitzvos and we learn Torah, all of the worlds, the spiritual worlds and the physical worlds, have to act for us. Exactly what that means, can't explain. Now, the difference between Purim, for example, and Hanukkah is that the Purim miracle was all in the hands of Hashem. It's true, people had small roles like inviting Haman for the Mishteh, like Esther did, but all of these significant parts of the miracle happened miraculously at the hands of Hashem. In contrast, the Hanukkah miracle, a large part of it was that the Jewish people went to war against, Jewish people were actively helped bring about the miracle. So since the words of Torah, like Megillas Esther, which is words of Torah, force all of the worlds to act on our behalf, whereas in the case of Hanukkah, the worlds, so to speak, did not act on our behalf. We had to act on our behalf. So you see that the words of Hanukkah are not connected to words of Torah. They're not part of Torah. It's not Megillas Hashmonaim, Sefer Hashmonaim is not part of Tanakh. This is what he says. I cannot explain this more deeply, but we'll leave it at that and we'll go on. The Kedushas Levi says in Purim, Kedusha Revius. He asks the question. So we have holidays for Hanukkah and Purim and Shalosh Regalim. Why don't we have holidays for other miracles? So we answered, we don't have a holiday for the downfall of Sancheriv because that's on Pesach or because it doesn't have a lasting impact. But what about other miracles? How do we know what kinds of miracles should have holidays and what kinds of miracles should not have holidays? So he says there are three rules. One is that Hashem saved us with miracles that change nature. For example, Pesach. So for that, we get a holiday. The second is that if Hashem did a miracle that forced a Russia to do the will of Jewish people, that deserves a holiday. And that's Purim. Achashverosh, who was a Sonei Yisrael, he hated the Jewish people as much or more than Haman, but he ended up saving us. He killed Haman. He gave the ring to Mordechai. Hashem twisted the will of Achashverosh to act on our behalf. That deserves a holiday. Third is, if there's a war that was won miraculously, like Hanukkah, Ravim Biyad Ma'atim, the many in the hands of the few, that deserves a holiday as well. And that is the miracle of Hanukkah. So again, the three rules are either Hashem did miracles that changed nature, like Pesach, Hashem twisted the will.
This was a change of nature. 185,000 people died.
But we already have a holiday for that. It's called Pesach. He's asking why aren't there holidays for other events? For example, okay, and we're not going to go into a long discussion of Yom HaTzmaut, but just for example, if you want to know, should we make a holiday for Yom HaTzmaut? So Rav Levi Yitzchak would say, let's look at these three categories and see. So were there miracles that involved the change of nature? We can't think of any obvious ones. Was the will of a Russia turned to do the will of Jewish people? Well, you might argue, yes, Stalin voted in the UN to partition Palestine. Maybe. I'm not going to say yes or no. Just you might. That might be an argument you make. Was there a war where Rabim fell, biad ma'atim, the many fell into the hands of the few? It would seem so. So maybe that would justify it. Again, we're not going to paskin this shaila now. I'm just saying these are the three criteria that Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev, who was not talking about Yom HaTzmaut, he died in 1787. These are the criteria that he says should be looked at to see whether something should be a holiday, Six-Day War. Fine. Again, you could analyze it using these criteria. That's not our discussion for today. Our discussion for today was, why is there no holiday for the downfall of Sancheriv? Now, as you pointed out, according to these categories, there should be a holiday for the downfall of Sancheriv. However, one of the answers we gave before is that we already have one. It's called Pesach. Now, we do mention Sancheriv at the Pesach Seder, so that's covered. But if you want to know, does some other event deserve a holiday? These are the three criteria that Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev says to apply. The Ein Yaakov Shir will continue after Hanukkah. Yes, Hashem.